One, yes.
Hold on. Moment of silence. No Jumper, the coolest podcast in the world. Here with Carly Gray, Lena the Plug, and Robesman the Mark. What's up?
How dare you?
And we were just talking about the number system. Like, so you guys are fully into this whole thing of like, oh, she's a 10, she's a 2, whatever. So let's talk about this.
They were ranking each other.
And you said that she's hotter.
Carly's a 12 at least.
Okay, but you can't do 12. That completely, you're ruining the integrity of the whole system.
If we're going to use it.
Yeah.
Exactly. You
if
go 12, you ruined
out
it.
If I have to max out a 10, then she's a 10.
You're going to max out.
But see, that's my whole problem with it, though, is like, okay, say you're a 10. Well, what about supermodels? I'm not saying that I would prefer supermodels to you, but I think that, like, they've clearly been...
So who are we comparing it to?
That's what I'm saying. Or, like, yeah. Like, or I'm not comfortable, like, if I fuck some girl that I think is totally gross and she's a 2 in my mind, then, like, what's an old lady? What's, like, a grandma?
2?
I don't think
but the grandma's dramatically less attractive than this 2 that I'm talking about.
You know we're not talking about grandmas.
Yeah. I mean, maybe we are sometimes.
I have friends that have fucked, like, 60-year-old ladies. So I'm just going
to
throw that out there and say...
Huh? You know?
No, that's what I'm saying. No, I don't think it's a good system. That's all I'm saying. That's why I don't do it.
What would you rather use?
I don't use any system. I'll send screenshots to their Instagram and just...
She's a baddie or she's not, and that's it.
Put the mic in your face, please.
Baddie.
Drag it closer to you.
We're actually in the age...
Drag the wood closer.
We're in the age where the number system is almost irrelevant because everyone has an online profile with pictures.
Hey, that's what I'm saying, yeah.
So whenever Adam's like, smash this chick, I'm like, Instagram, what's her at? I will decide the number.
Yeah, he's
so instead of like back in the day, you don't have to say, "Oh, I met this chick at the bar." Well, what was
she?
Yeah. But now you can be like,
he always wants the Instagram profile, and I never know it because I don't follow back.
Oh, you're that cool.
No, but what Adam will send is like, "You want to see some live action shots?"
I have her nudes.
I have like a selfie video of me banging some girl that's like really gross that like I probably would never show anybody because it's like it does not make me look good.
Yeah, I definitely
doesn't make
see
her
that
look good.
Better than me. So anyway, Carly Gray, where the fuck are you from?
Yeah,
I'm originally from Massachusetts, but I grew up in Florida.
Where?
In Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Framingham.
Oh,
okay. Why are you from there too?
Nashville, New Hampshire.
Oh,
some real hot Massachusetts talk going on.
I know. It's. I'm from a wild place called Well, we're both from New England. That's interesting.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So what was your upbringing like? Were you in like a Latino gang or anything?
No.
You kind of look like you could be in a Latino gang.
Do I really?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, knowing that she's from Framingham, she's got to be doing something fucked up.
Throw one gang sign if you want.
I don't know.
How old were you when you sold your first Norco?
Guys,
there's
I'm
a lot.
Not that much of a badass.
Okay, but if you're from Framingham, you got to be into some fucked
I'm just
up shit.
Brazilian, and that's where the Brazilians come from.
Yeah, I know.
That's fucking okay. Now you're retracing my memory, right?
Yeah.
So you were in a Brazilian gang.
Yeah, you could say that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How old are you?
22.
Whoa, you're still super young. So you're like fresh out of the fucking cesspool that is New England, huh?
Yep.
When did you leave?
No, I grew up in Florida, so I wasn't really in New England for a while.
Really?
But I always went back.
Really? Go back, get some drugs, driving back down to Florida?
Yeah,
did you ever go to Brazil?
Brazil.
Yeah, I actually went for the first time ever in October.
Whereabouts?
Rio.
Was it scary?
No.
Was your life ever put in danger? I heard Brazilian people are pretty scary.
I mean, I always put my life in danger.
How? Well, you would just get drunk and just do stupid things?
Yeah, I always do crazy shit, but...
Who'd you go there with?
A friend.
A friend? Male or female?
A girl.
Ooh, that sounds like a horrible idea. You need, like, a bodyguard if you're going
to
go there.
Well, when you land there like, now, the cops are like, there's no cops, there's no hospitals, go home, tourists.
They don't care. Like, they don't care at all there. I was like, let's go outside and walk around at night. And just get scared.
Just get scared.
I love getting scared.
I love getting spooked.
But she's acting like getting raped would not be that bad. Like, it would just be like an occupational hazard of like walking around at night because that's what you're supposed to be scared of at night, right? Like, that's why girls don't walk around at night.
I do. I mean, I don't know why other girls don't walk around at night.
If you let fear dictate your life, something, 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 that's a bottle of pee.
It looks like pee, right? What's up with Lena drinking pee? What's that?
Lena, what's the deal?
I'm really into it.
It's
right
an Armenian
now
thing, huh?
Really?
Check it out. Yeah.
You guys ever drink pee? Anybody
I
here?
Have.
Really?
Yeah.
In what situation?
Yeah, hold on.
I don't know.
In a movie or just it happened?
It just happened.
And it was just, you just started peeing in your mouth and you just were like, all right.
Yeah, sure.
Let's all watch Lena drink this pee right here.
Did you ask to be golden showered?
No.
I've never peed or pooped on anybody, I gotta be honest.
Pooped?
Never had pee or poop on me. Never let a girl pee on me either. It'd be cool if she was like really dehydrated and there was like orange piss that like smelled really bad and it started like solidifying as soon as it hit my body. Yeah, it felt like that.
No, that was your, Riley said that she was in the shower and was just like, pee on me.
But in the shower, being like, pee on me is nothing.
I didn't ask for it. It was just like, he was just like, oh, I want to piss in your mouth so bad. And I'm like, yeah, that's what you want to do so bad, so fucking do it. Like,
so are you,
if you, I'm a pleaser. So I'm like, if you want to do that so bad, I'm here and ready to please you.
So are you the kind of girl that if a guy told you like anything, like, hey, I want to do this, that you would probably be down?
Yeah.
Really?
No, I will pepperoni be down. Pizza like, so if, the, bad. If this is what is going to give you satisfaction, because what? I'd hope that like one day if I came up with something weird, you would be down to satisfy me too.
That's what I'm saying.
It's a you know.
You got to be down for whatever with your bae.
Exactly.
Example of weird
Do
stuff.
Do we have to say bae?
Bae is not cool. Are you racist?
You were my bae in the car.
I know, but.
Wait, example of weird stuff you like to do.
I mean.
And we'll tell you if we do it or not.
It just comes up. Like, I don't have anything in mind. That's
well,
like
here's my question.
I'm
like, your story.
I'm not that weird, but I'm just saying, like,
okay.
You
seem pretty
if
weird.
Something,
can you get in close to the mic, please?
Yeah, sorry. If something does come up, you know. I'd hope that.
What if you're dating a Muslim guy and he tells you that he wants you to wear a veil for the rest of your life and that turns him on?
Mm-hmm.
I just thought of that. That was a pretty good one, right?
So, I mean, if I'm in love with him, I guess, but I think I'm a little more in love with myself to do that. So.
See, that's what I was hoping you would say. Yeah.
Well, that's another interesting point is that would you convert religions for love?
What religion are you currently?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah.
What if you met like a really cool Catholic guy and he wanted you to like join the church?
Let's be honest. It would be a Jewish guy. It wouldn't be a Catholic guy.
Right.
I mean, I could probably do it for a year or so, but I get bored really easily.
You're going to get married. You're like, oh, I'll do it for a year.
Yeah.
It's the wrong mentality.
I'm not ever planning on getting married.
That's why I couldn't get married either, because I would be like, nah, I could do this for 6 months. Yeah, all right.
I need to fucking spice it up. I can't do that.
The whole idea of like permanence in a relationship is so ridiculous, don't you think? Like
commitment
no,
is just really
sold
weird.
Out. Oh, so you don't commit?
Commitment at all.
She doesn't
it's
even
weird.
Commit. I'm like, hey, what are you doing Thursday? She's like, I don't know yet.
I'm the
like,
same
ask
way.
Me 5 minutes before Thursday
yeah.
approaches.
And then she's down. She's like, fuck yeah, I'm coming with you.
Nobody can tell me shit about what I'm doing on Thursday. What am I doing Thursday? What the fuck I want to do? And it pisses me off that like I know what I'm doing tomorrow night. Like I have to go to this show.
Really?
I wish it was just open. I wish I could do whatever the fuck I want. I have a responsibility. I hate responsibilities.
Oh, yeah, there's a party same. On Saturday you should come with.
Gah! Wait, no, I could do that, Marley. Wait, right. What party?
Cam.
Cam Only girls?
No, Cam.
Yeah, I know what you meant.
Only if it's cooler than the other options.
Killer Cam.
Yeah, no, that's the problem is that people are like, hey, guys, I'm going to get some tickets to the Hollywood Forever Cemetery for Saturday.
Yeah,
and I'm
no.
I'm like, I get anxiety. Like,
when tickets are like, oh, do you want me to put you on the list? You know, and if I put you on the list, you have to go. Mm. No, make it an option for me. If it's an option, then I'll most likely want
to
go.
Well, that's the whole thing is that this guy you're probably talking to probably works at Foot Locker, and so he's going to spend $100 on these tickets, and, you know, that's a big decision for him. I know it don't matter to you, but...
Yeah. There's too many options in LA. It's like, no, I can't.
Yeah. That's
well,
the problem.
It makes us all shitty people. It makes us all shitty
Whatever.
Friends.
We all make plans with like 10 people in a night, don't we?
Yep. And then just break and all but one at the last minute.
Exactly. Which plan is better?
And then
You're
it's really awkward
hot,
when they decide
hot.
That they want to like actually try to enforce the hangout. I was like, I didn't know that this was a real thing.
You're talking hot girl talk. You're talking like popping guy talk. There are like the little people over here who are like, hey, let's meet for dinner at 9 and like, I set it up on Wednesday, and then let's, you know, on Friday.
That's you. That's so you. Yeah. Yeah, I got a date 3 weeks from now.
I feel lucky that I've seen like that 4 times in the last 2 weeks, probably. Like,
yeah, well, you know,
plans and we went.
I really like you.
I like you, too.
How'd you guys start hanging
cool
out?
Cute. I don't know. She remembers. I don't.
I went to Vegas for a work trip, and we were both at Diplo's set, and I saw her at a party like a month later.
What's up, Diplo?
LA,
wow.
Get in the
like,
mic. So don't talk into the side of it.
Diplo's a close personal friend of the
close
show.
Close personal
I
friend
like,
of the show
hey,
that we've never met.
I remember I met you at Diplo and Dylan's show, and she was like, no. I was like, look, I have pictures of my phone. And I pull them out, and she's like, oh, that is me. I was like, cool, now we're friends. And then we became friends.
Diplo, yes or no?
Yeah, of course, Diplo.
Did or would?
Huh?
Did or would?
I'm did or would what?
Did.
Diplo.
Did what though? I don't get it.
See, I thought you understood the question.
Diplo's cool, yeah.
Diplo, yes or no?
No.
I like
not,
him,
not
but
yet.
If you're, I know what you're asking, and it's a no.
Oh, fuck, yeah.
You did, oh, you see that
no
face?
No, no, no. No, now I'm saying now I get it.
Right.
Yeah.
No and yes.
Drink that pee.
Drink your pee, bitch.
Wait, so you guys met because you had a threesome with Diplo?
No. Okay. There's something called AVN, you know, and
You went.
And I was there. I had some friends.
She says she doesn't do porn, but nobody really believes her.
Wait a second. Have you guys had sex?
Oh, thanks.
Ding, ding, ding.
Bam.
Shout out to Robesman.
Shout out to Rope Gang.
What a great guy.
That was for Rope Gang. Hey, really quick though, on the AVNs, were you nominated? Did you win?
Yeah, I was nominated for 4 things. I did not win, but yeah.
Are they crooked? Are they like, are you able to buy your way into those awards?
I don't know.
What was the one you would have liked to have won?
No, I really don't know. I've only been in porn for 2 years.
All the girls
we
talk to are out of the industry are like, yes, it's completely bought and sold. All the girls who are still in the industry are like, no, it's fine.
No, I mean, cool if I win an award, but it's not going to, like, make or break me. I'm still, like, working all the time and consistent, so that, you know.
I think it's just, like, a cool thing to be able to say. Like, I was a starlet of the year, or, like, female performance of the year, starlet of the year. It's like, these all mean the same thing, right? Basically.
What's the wildest category there? I don't know much about it.
Category? I don't know all the categories.
Like biggest dookie on a guy's chest of the year.
Yeah, like if you show up there 8 years.
I don't think that's okay to like play on TV.
If you show up there for the very early ones, you know there's like the best fucking, you know, grip technician or whatever at like the Grammys. It's like if you show up early enough, you could probably
fluffer
like,
of the year.
The biggest
fluffer
turd.
Of the year.
Is fluffer real thing
still? No.
We already talked
that
about
that. That went out with
where
like.
Where are the fluffers?
Yeah.
When I was 16, my ex-boyfriend gave me a pin that said number one fluffer, and I didn't know what it meant, and I wore it really proudly.
Well, that's really sweet of you.
Were you giving out HJs at the time?
What the fuck is that?
An HJ?
Hand job? You couldn't put that together?
No, he even went like that. Sorry.
No, she's like, I've never done that in my life. Only mouth.
Yeah, when you guys first touch or see a dick, what was it like the first time you touched or saw a dick? Earliest memories with dicks.
Shit, how old was I?
Whisper it to do like a phone sex operator voice while you tell the story. I was 8 and I saw my dad's dick.
Do I really have to?
No, absolutely not.
No, I don't even remember. I lost my virginity at 16, but I don't remember the first time. I think maybe I was like 14. I sucked dick for the first time.
Really?
Yeah.
That's dope. More 14-year-olds
should do that,
right?
I was like the dick sucking slut in high school.
Really?
Yeah.
So that was your rep?
Yeah.
How many dicks do you think you sucked in high school?
Whole lot. I won biggest flirt.
Really?
So
and
like
you put that on Twitter and you were like, oh, like this is a joke. Like this is their way of calling
Instagram.
Me the biggest slut.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on.
How much head you get in high school? I got like 1
0
2 3 mouths. Really?
Ass.
No head?
0. I was
Poor
a pimp.
Guy.
I was a pimp 5th through 8th grade, 9th through 12th, the dry years.
What happened?
Don't know. I think I got into high school and I was short. And I was out of my element.
I love the short boys.
How are you short? You're tall now.
I was 5'3" freshman year.
And then what happened?
I just had no confidence. I had no game. I just didn't talk to anybody.
I would have really liked you.
She would have sucked your dick. You would have been the 83rd dick she sucked that year.
There were girls that liked me, but I would fuck it up or didn't know what to do.
I wish that I knew in high school what I know now about like how to act towards women. It would
be,
if you
could go back with your adult brain, you would get thrown in jail.
That's why I still spend a lot of time hanging out at high schools.
Yikes.
The truth comes out.
JK. Well, I mean, you guys are both super fucking young too, right? She's 22. She's basically in high school as far as I'm concerned.
I thought I was old.
She might be in high school.
She's 17, she just said.
She's 25, right?
No, I think you missed
17.
Her.
17? Yeah. Shit, my bad. Sorry to the family. Please don't press charges.
We're not very PG here.
No, definitely not. Damn, that's so dope that you were just sucking mad dick in high school. That's like, that's what all the kids out here wish their lives were like. They wish that they could
I didn't know it was wrong because like all the senior
guys
wrong.
Were Stop
like.
Stop slut shaming.
Oh, okay.
All the senior guys were like, let's do it.
Yeah, this little whore.
So what, do you think that like your parents just like never taught you like not to suck 80 dicks or like what was it?
I don't think I ever had the talk with my parents.
What were your parents like? Were they really conservative?
My mom wasn't, but my dad was. But I would never really like fully get in trouble for shit.
Right.
He was like strict, but wouldn't be like, you know.
Wow.
So.
Yeah. She just tapped that table harder than anybody's ever tapped it before. Please stop.
Can you hear it?
It's like a gong going off. I just realized you don't have headphones. She's the only one without headphones. Yeah.
I don't want to hear my voice.
No, that's fine.
Wait, all right. When did you go pro at porno?
Pro.
Like, when did you start?
Oh, I was 22 years ago.
And so...
See, my question is, I always like to ask this, like, ex-boyfriends, did any of them come out of the woodwork hard, or any of them still, like, hitting you up, like, hey, like...
Well, I had a, like, super recent ex-boyfriend when I started. We broke up, like, 3 months before.
So you were with him throughout the whole career up until recently?
No. Oh. I mean, when I started, like, when I did my first film... 3 months before that, we had just broken up. Oh. So,
do you think that it helped drive you into the profession?
Having a boyfriend? Or
no, like the breakup. Like, oh, I'm going to show you, you stupid asshole.
Oh, no. I would cheat on him and stuff all the time. So it was not ever really unexpected.
I like that about you, that you're like, oh, I don't think I could ever have a committed relationship. That's cool.
But I could. Like, I want, like...
Diplo.
When you started porn, did that guy send you a long-ass text?
He just sent me the link and was like, this was really cool to watch, like being a wise-ass, you know? And I was just like, oh, I'm sorry.
When you get the fake boobs, too, that's when all the ex-boyfriends come out of the woodwork.
I've never had an ex become a porn star. I'm always curious to see if that would ever happen. Like,
he was actually
stripper,
down to date me like a year later, because we were like best friends. So...
You figured out he was a cuck and that he likes watching other fucking dudes bang his girl.
Oh, yeah. Then I was like, wait, now I totally think something different of you if you're down to date me. And I was just
why?
Like, no.
You don't think you're dateable?
No. I just because of like how our relationship was before I did porn.
Right.
So I'm like, wait, now you're down to date me? Like, that's just like, this is not you.
He's a cuck. He wants
wait,
to watch
you didn't
that
like, D. You liked him less or more?
No, I liked him less. I'm like, this is not you. Like, it's weird.
Like, respect yourself, man.
Yeah. I mean, not saying like it would have been bad for him to date me, but just like... because I knew him before, and it was, like, totally not like that. He would get mad at, like, if I talked
really?
To a guy, you know? So I'm like, wait, so now you're fully down to watch me, like, fuck guys.
Well,
when you
were
get
cheating
mad.
And kind of hiding it, now it's open.
That's different, yeah. It's different when you're not on the same level.
Yeah, it was never, like, an open relationship. So I'm like, now you're down to have an open relationship when you would get mad if I cheated on you. And somebody. I mean, obviously he'd get mad, but...
He wouldn't have been down. He would have tried to pull you out, probably.
Yeah,
it's just all about the rules.
Like.
It's about, you know.
I've lied so much to girls, like, yeah, I'm cool.
There
with
should
that.
Be
I'm
no
cool
rules.
That's what I'm saying. No rules.
Those are the
well,
rules. No rules.
I don't know about a relationship with no
if
rules.
If you're gonna have a committed relationship, you got to have total open communication and transparency.
Thank you, Dr. Phil. No, but I agree with that. I mean, like that is what.
If
it
you're
would
not gonna
to
do
be.
That,
yeah.
Don't have a relationship. I think. But have you been able to manage relationships with the business?
No, I haven't been in a relationship since I started porn.
Because, like, again, I mean...
I'm not... I don't really want one yet, you know? I mean, I'd be down. I think relationships are cool. I don't know exactly how I would want the relationship to be because I haven't experienced anything like that yet.
What's your sex life like privately, like, the last week? Like, are you just, like, driving around the whole SoCal, like, hunting down dicks like they're Pokemon?
Are
or are you just, like...
They know each other's business.
Right. Or do you just kind of like, I don't know. I mean, it's always interesting because, like, you know, random girls come through and fuck guys like us, and you wonder, like, how often do you do that? Do you do this, like, every night?
Yeah, oh, I just assume. Kind of.
No.
If a girl sleeps with me, I'm like, you've been with 5,000 people.
Oh, yeah.
Because I got to be number 5,000.
Especially when they got when
I
they
have,
guy
I
fuck
have
you.
Weeks. Like, some weeks I'm like, okay, you know, I'll have a sleepover with. You know, three guys every night or whatever.
Every but night, three guys?
No, like three different guys, you know.
Oh,
the
in
week.
A week, right.
Yeah. And then there's you some weeks where I'm like, wait, this week I kind of just like want one guy and I kind of want you to be my boyfriend. God damn
for
it, I like
yeah.
you.
You
want to
like leech off
like,
his emotions.
Oh,
yeah.
Never mind. I want to go back to, you know, just having random sleepovers and.
Sleepovers so you is got, a funny yeah. thing to call sex.
No, you got your work stuff.
Dick
and then
appointments.
You got your rotation.
Huh?
You got your work stuff, and then you got your rotation. Are there overlaps in that?
No. Porn guys are all fucking weirdos. She don't want to bang them on her off time.
They're not weirdos. Some of them are cool, but...
They're all
yeah.
like...
No, I'm not. I like to keep work separate, you know?
Who's how big is the rotation?
Of my personal life, guys?
Yeah. And where do I apply?
But it changes every week. Where do I
we'll
apply?
Talk about that after this.
Ooh, I like the way she just looked at him. See, Roseman's still trying to fucking guess. I don't think it's ever going to happen.
No, I'm not. That was a very house phony question of me because normally I'm very professional
right.
and I keep my calm, but like obviously we're vibing right now.
If we interviewed a girl and Roseman fucked her after, I would never hear the end of it. It's all I would talk about forever. Because I talk
okay,
about
so
it
I
so much every time it's
factor.
Ever happened to me.
We should just do it just because so they can talk about it.
Maybe.
I'd have so much respect for it. Yo, comment below if you wanted to let Roseman smash for the culture. Just for the culture. It's not like she has to want him or anything. So you put a condom on, it's like nothing. It's like might as well be a glory hole, right?
Basically.
That's what I'm saying.
Anyways, back to the interview, sir.
Oh, no, but I was going to say, because there was some serious, I saw slut shaming face to face the other day when me and her were live streaming with DJ Academics because he was like, just.
You were slut shaming too.
No, I wasn't.
Yes, you were.
Like what? What'd I say?
After you were like, I can't believe you told Academics that you did that. Like, I can't believe you made that public.
Yeah, because, well, she told DJ Academics on his live stream that she had fucking gotten tag teamed. And I was just like, wow, you know, you didn't have to tell him that.
But you like, have?
One time. Big fucking deal.
I don't know. Just like, man, you don't want to give a guy like that kind of fucking,
that's tight.
You know?
Like, Adam's biggest whore there is. And there he was getting freeze, and I'm sitting there like getting slut shamed. And he's a thought. Like,
they were hating on both of us in
the
that thing.
They're not hating on you. You're like the cool guy who's like, oh, fuego. You're with Leno the Plug.
Every
like,
single dude who came into that on the fucking phone call was like, yo, no jumper dude. You's a fucking fag. They were all like, Leno, you need to stop talking to him. He fucks with
a
real
gold
one.
I digger today because of Adam.
In the comments or what?
My DMs. I got a DM today that was like, yo, you know you would never look twice at this dude if he didn't have a YouTube page. You're such a gold digger. I was like.
Just because he has a YouTube page mean he automatically has like a lot of money and she's a gold digger?
Well, really, really, really popular.
No, the double standard is fucked up. Like, you say one thing and they come at you and he says some shit, he gets praised.
He vlogs about it every day. I'm like.
The
what?
Other, but Do the I? Other double standard is that I'm sure he would love to have sex on camera and get paid as much as she did for it.
Who?
I mean, if I knew her? I would be as successful as Carly, like, I might do what she does, but I'd probably be in, like, all the Muslim hate porn.
She told me that, and I thought that was really funny that she...
Is there Muslim hate porn?
There's definitely Muslim hate
she
porn.
She said that if she was going to do porn, that's all they would want her to do, is, like, weird ISIS porn.
Don't you think?
Comment
no,
below
they
if
definitely
you're...
want you to take it up the butt, because your butt is, like, ow. Definitely would be the biggest butt in porn.
Stand up.
Roseman, we could do this later. Leave, save it for the vlog. Go watch the vlog.
Why? We have a camera. If she's not going
to
stand up.
You're not going to be able to see it if she stands up anyway. Don't disrupt the format. This is about the words. And that would leave our iTunes fans out. Yeah.
And Adam was
don't
praised,
disrupt the
and
format.
I was slut shamed. And it was annoying because everyone was like, I want Lena on this fucking Twitch stream. And I bring Adam with me. And Adam's praised. And I'm like,
see, I think you have like a distorted view of what it was. Because I think we were both getting hated. It's just that I don't care at all ever. I don't even I don't remember
wait
being
a
hated
second.
Really. But
are you you're like, they asked for you, not Adam, to be on the Twitch stream?
Yeah,
he's been on it before.
I like, I've been on it before. And they were like, they always tell Academics, like, bring Lana back. And I was like, yo, I'm going to come back, but I'm going to come back with Adam. And then, like, Adam was kind of loved, and I felt like I was kind of hated. But
guys are fucked up.
They kind of were.
They were giving me a lot of W's, but it was because I was smashing on this dude named Herman who was trying to talk shit to me. He was bragging about spending $5,000 at Liv.
And he listens to Jadakiss, apparently.
Like, yeah, he's like,
so
I
cool.
listen to real rap. I listen to Jadakiss, bitch. I'm like, wow, I can't believe this dude exists for real.
Do you go to the club? Like, what do you do for fun?
Oh my god, he's really trying to smash.
Are you trying to flirt with me
what are
right
your,
now?
What are your interests?
Do you want to go on a date after? Like, is that
yeah,
what
hey,
you want to do?
What's your type? Like, 6 foot, white, skinny, 30?
I honestly have the weirdest
type.
Ain't
got no type.
I don't have a type.
You don't? You just go all over the board?
Yeah.
Really? Okay, interesting. That's good to
I
know.
Like to become friends with people first.
Before you fuck them?
Aww.
Maybe like have a conversation.
Unless
for like
I'm
an
like,
hour,
okay, yeah. I've been infatuated with you, and we follow each other on Twitter.
Who
like,
have you fucked
well
that
just...
you're infatuated with? That you were infatuated with beforehand?
Well, no, I'm saying nobody. But
stop
if that
lying.
I'm not lying. I actually really.
Look
I
at
really,
her. Look at her
I really,
right now.
I really hate lying.
She's infatuated you with me. She follows me on Twitter. We fuck. That's what she's talking about.
That's the best part about being a hot girl is you get to fucking bang all these famous guys on Twitter. That's just 100% how it works.
That doesn't sound too cool to me.
Famous
oh
guys.
My God. Or famous or like of note in some way. I don't know.
I don't know. Like if a hot girl wants to bang a famous guy on Twitter, I mean, does it end there? I feel like a lot of these girls are looking for like maybe to get something more out of it, like a relationship or something. Or like a little more
too opinionated. I'm gonna shut up right now.
No,
no
spit some game.
Spit it out.
That much.
Do you want to just add something to your like your kill
Let's
list?
Hear
like, bam,
it. Yeah.
got that guy.
I,
bam, that
I feel
guy.
Like
guy.
I sit in rooms for the girls all the time who are like, oh, he's so unfaithful. Like, I just want a faithful dude. But the other day, I sat in a room full of dudes, and they were all talking about the same thing. They're like, I just can't find a girl who's not a hoe. Like, I just want a faithful chick. And these dudes were like thoughts. And
this wasn't me, right?
You were there.
Well, I was fucked up. I was lying.
You were
I don't
fucked
want,
up.
I don't want a faithful chick. I don't need that fucking stress. No.
Lies. Anyways, it seems like everyone wants the same thing, and they're all lying about it, and no one wants to make the first move because then they'll look like the bitch. That's
yeah,
my opinion of
I
that.
Think there is a big like you don't want to like get any hurt to your ego or
exactly.
anything like that.
It's like, oh, like I'm not going to make the move first because then I look like I'm interested.
Like my friend just hit me up the other day and she was like, I saw this super hot guy on Instagram. Am I allowed to DM him first? Your thoughts?
Yes. I've done that. I've done that to so many people.
Yeah,
you'll
make
like,
him so happy.
If you feel something, it's real. Just fucking do it.
Yeah. You make him so happy. That's all he wants.
But I was like, sure. Yeah. Girls maybe hit me up first and then like we hook up and nothing comes of it. And she's like, that's what I don't
want.
They're
worried that you're not as interested. Because
right. Because she DM'd me first. So I know that I got it. So I don't really care.
Oh, that's how it works?
Yeah, that's what I think.
I completely no, I don't really agree with that.
If there's
hot,
a girl that
fuck,
I'm gonna go on a quest for though, in a sense.
A
like,
quest.
Like let's say there's a rare Pokemon type girl.
I don't quest.
So you guys aren't ever annoyed that you most likely have to approach the girls first?
No, we don't because
we have
Twitter.
I don't really do that much, to be honest, though. I feel like I just am like dealing with the ones that come to me. And
yeah,
like,
Adam just deals with incoming traffic.
Yeah,
such
but
a
I got it like that, so I'm lucky, you know, like that's yeah.
I have that like that on a very, very, very small level. But whatever.
It's really weird to think of it like that because I didn't thought about that. Like, I never swim in DMs.
But like, think of the girls you actually did date. Did they come at you or did like? Remember that one girl when I first was doing No Jumper with you? There was this one girl. You were like, dude, I'm dating, man.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
She didn't know anything about me. Never watched the podcast once.
Because you went after her, right?
Yeah, kind of.
I don't know.
I just met her in like the most random way ever.
I think there might be something to that. But maybe not.
I don't think I could date anybody right now, at least. I think if I got like AIDS, I could probably get in a relationship.
Okay, I'm gonna grab a beer. Anybody want a beer?
I'm good.
You have beers?
My pee juice
you
over
have beers.
Here.
Oh, we have beers. I didn't know that.
Oh, you're gonna grab a beer.
I feel like that's the people who get married or get in relationships are people who get HIV.
Sure. Adam, you're wild.
What?
You live in LA on a YouTube channel and a Twitter page and an Instagram page and a weird bubble. You got to realize this is not reality what you're living in.
It's LA. And
everyone out there in the comments will tell you what reality's like, and it's like Montana, Wisconsin,
not true. Before,
Indiana.
Before I even like started porn, and I was just like, I had maybe like 500 followers on Twitter, like. Known people would still DM me, and I'm like,
if you're hot, you're hot. Okay.
Well, because you weren't you curating a pretty hot brand online?
No, I was just, no.
They could smell the thought on you. You had booty shorts
right?
on and
is
shit, right? Yeah, you could smell a girl's a thought
not
a mile away.
Really.
Not a thought, but like, you could look at her and she's got the fucking candy on. She's at EDC and shit, and you're like, well, she looks like a good person to do Molly
candy,
with.
Okay.
You never worn candy.
No,
you go
never.
To you go
never.
To EDC? You go
yes,
to EDM Fest?
I do all
okay,
that shit,
good.
But I've never worn candy.
What do you wear when you go to EDC?
Nothing.
Something comfortable that I can dance in. Like, I don't wear, you know, if I know it's going to be really hot, okay, fine. I'll look like a little whore.
But do you get laid when you go to EDC? Are you like fucking dudes in tents or do you just know?
No.
Dude, it's 12 hours of standing
most
in like a dusty
likely
desert.
Most likely not even going to have sex after because I'm just like that fucked up that I don't even want.
That's gross.
You get fucked up and don't want dick?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, fucked up and like be like so.
You ever go on a music festival?
I prefer sober sex so much.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
You can feel more shit, like, in your dick.
Sober sex is for having sex with people that you, like, sort of like or can tolerate. Like, you know, other sex. Like, there's a lot of girls that you would not want to fuck sober. But you would totally do it if you were fucking
not
lit
me, dude,
up.
I'm a savage.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a savage.
It's not very convincing from you. Robesman Savage.
I am a savage.
Well, you know, that's like 21 Savage and his crew. It's like Man Savage, 21 Savage, Robesman Savage.
Easy. Don't put me with those guys, man. They're going to kill me just for mentioning that crew.
Nah, that'll be all right. They'll like it. Yeah.
Shout out 21 Savage.
You just don't want to shout out, like, you know, you don't want to, like, ever, you don't even want to talk about the Bloods and the Crips and shit on the podcast because somebody's going to get the wrong idea.
Show. Oh, jeez.
I don't talk about them. Like, I'm scared to tell people that my Pokemon team is red because I was hanging out with a bunch of Bloods when I did it. I was like, you know, because then I told Housephone that, and he's like, oh,
he's
cool.
He's breaking the rule.
Because Housephone's from a Crip blog. Yeah, what the fuck?
Don't. Mom.
Sorry, son. You're breaking the rule.
Mom and Dad is such a thing right now.
So, but
Mom and Dad has always been a thing. Like,
it's
Mom.
Been a thing the last, like, 6 months.
Okay, but do you go out and like socialize to find dick, or do you just sort of deal with the dicks that you know of, or are you doing it online?
I deal with the dicks that I know of.
You don't go to the club.
I don't know how to flirt.
Right.
I don't think.
You flirt with me.
Yeah, you're super
like
flirty.
Okay, well, people say that, but I don't think I'm flirting. I'm
yeah,
kind
that's
of,
the best kind.
She's just who she is.
She has a flirty face. Like, her whole face is just like, yo, I want to do you kind of. Yeah.
Her, like, her expression is what has made her. Like, she's just like a light bulb.
Do you feel like guys think you want to fuck them even though you don't a lot of times?
Yeah.
That's why I guess that's every girl on earth, huh?
Yeah, guys are so dumb.
But like, can you go to the post office without like some like 40-year-old day laborer coming up to you and being like, what's up, mama? Like, trying to get your number and shit? I guess that's every girl too.
Yeah. It doesn't matter what you look like. Dudes are crazy. Like, oh, you look like a plastic bag. I'm going to fucking try and talk to you.
One of the first times I ever had sex, I tried to use a plastic bag as a condom.
You ever fucking
wait, are you being 100% serious?
Yeah, that's totally real.
Did you get inside?
I don't know.
It must have really hurt her.
I don't think I really like knew what I was doing. I don't know. It seemed like it made sense. We were so scared of cum when I was young. Like, we thought that like cum, like if it went anywhere near a vagina, she was pregnant.
Wait, that's not true?
No, I don't give a fuck now. Like, I'm not scared of that anymore. I consider myself, I have complete confidence in my ejaculate.
You've only had to kill one baby, right?
Yeah, guys. But I think she was lying about that too. What? You ever had an abortion?
Sorry.
No, I've never had
really?
Abortion.
What do you do for birth control?
Yeah, what is that like?
I'm not on birth control.
Holy shit.
Lena, I probably should have asked you this a couple weeks ago. What do you do for birth control?
I'm not on birth control.
Holy shit.
Hey, I told you I've got confidence, man.
You should wear
man.
A condom.
Someone came in me the other day, and I'm like, dude, do I have to tell you for like the millionth time that I'm not on birth control?
The millionth
time?
Really?
Holy shit.
Okay,
someone
no, I'm exaggerating,
came in me.
But
would you guys get abortions if I knocked one of you up?
Yeah.
No, we would all raise that kid.
I mean,
put your hand in. Put your hand in.
We will raise little Adam.
The best mom ever.
One, two, hey, dead babies. No, because Tony the cat lives here and he can just hang out. Like, you're telling me we couldn't put a crib in the corner and just kind of let the baby post up?
Oh my God. I actually just watched Trainspotting the other night, and that's like one of my favorite movies.
You ever done heroin?
No, but you know when the baby dies and you're just like, that's
right.
That's what
that would
be
like here. Yeah. That would definitely be here.
Rest in peace,
rest
baby.
Rest in peace, baby.
Chill
no, because
for 2 days.
I kept screaming RIP baby on the Buffet Boys radio one time because Krez got a fan pregnant and they had an abortion, and I just kept going, RIP baby, RIP baby.
Wow.
It's so funny. They fucked a fan and got her pregnant.
I'm not surprised.
It's not
she's
an
probably
abortion.
Like wanting that, no?
Yeah, she's probably stoked.
Adam, here's the scenario. Girl calls you. Hey,
scenario.
Adam.
Scenario.
Here's Adam. Hey, Adam 22. It me. Kelly P. We banged about 2 months ago, remember? You're like, yeah, what's up? Pregnant, keeping it. What do you do?
See, I don't want to expose myself for all the things that I might actually do. Even this is probably bad enough that like it could be used in court, so I don't know. I don't know. I'm doing it.
Let's talk about the craziest
anything
shit
I can.
Really?
Not murdering a fucking woman because she has your child in her, which might be a real concern.
Convince her to get it adopted.
No, but if a girl was thinking about having your kid and you hadn't previously talked about it on a podcast, don't you think that you would consider like having one of your friends kill her so that she couldn't create this kid?
I would say, hey, let's have an adoption. There's a lot of really good parents out there looking for
adoption.
Kids.
Adoption. Okay, there's no, but you can't believe her. Like, she's going to fucking want that thing once you get 9 months. You're going to want it too.
If you hold it for 9 months, you want it.
She's going to start hitting you with child support.
Let's say she has it. Are you in the kid's life or not?
See, that's the fucked up part is I feel like I'd have to be. How about this? I give house phone $300. He shows up, boom, shoots her in the head at 8 months. Problem solved. Shoot her in the belly,
at
too.
At 8 months, not even like 3 months?
I just think he'll show up, the baby would be the dad.
Well, I could save $300 if it is terminated by natural means because she's still drinking and doing coke every night. Then I'd save $300.
So you only fuck people who are drinking and doing coke?
Well, it just seems like a theme, you know?
Oh my goodness.
This is bad. This is getting real bad. That might be like the most sinister thing I ever talked about on here. Yeah.
Podcast you guys have ever had.
Hey, so you guys brought
like
this
it.
Out of us.
Like
what was
it.
Adam like in bed?
Oh my God.
That's amazing.
He has a pretty dick.
Oh,
pretty.
Pretty.
Never heard that before.
Pretty dick boys.
Just ask her the exact same question again.
What was Adam like in bed?
Honestly, in some way, I feel like we were meant for each other in bed at least. It just works. Yeah.
It always works. But yeah, it works pretty well.
It works pretty well. No. Yeah.
What would you rank them 1 to 10 scale wise?
11.
Can you use that for this?
This is good, Adam. This
Can
is good pod.
Can you use the scale for like dick game?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
The scale like that we weigh packages with?
The 1 to 10.
Oh, you mean scale like that? Okay.
Yeah.
Who's man?
No, she was talking shit about the scales because everybody.
What the fuck do you guys have these?
To mail out packages with, but it's probably like, I think it's the same
the
scale that people use to like weigh out coke and shit. So people will always comment like, I see that scale. I'm like, yeah, bro, we ship out like 100 t-shirts a day. It's not for fucking coke, you dumbass.
I'm making you look really good. I should just start talking shit about you on this podcast.
You want me to talk shit about you? I can do that.
You can't. There's nothing you could say. I'm amazing.
I would never do that because I'm a,
there's
I'm
nothing,
a feminist.
There's nothing you could even say.
I'm not trying to talk shit anyway. Robin, get off your
butt. I'm sorry. Carly, listen.
Carly, what was Adam like in bed? Tricker.
No, sorry, dude. Yo, we already set this up, bro.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm sorry.
You got to, like, step back. That's
I'm not
my,
trying.
That's my girl, dog.
I really like the diagonal energy that we have going here. Yeah, it's
I've never seen the set of Robesman. Carly, who's number one male talent you've worked with in terms of enjoyment?
Wesley Pipes.
I asked Carly, not you.
Oh, what? Wait.
Wesley Pipes. I was just tax interviewed. Wow. He's like a porn star the other day. It was really funny.
Manuel.
Wow. Was it like a pool boy?
Manuel Ferreira.
Sounds like one.
Ferreira? I don't know. Ferreira. I don't know how to. I'm so weird with like pronouncing shit.
I'm going to look him up real quick.
Are you?
Well, he's my favorite.
Really? Why? Is he just easy to work with?
He just knows how to fucking lay the pipe down.
Let me ask you this. You go over a guy's house and he busts one nut and it takes about like 5 minutes and then his dick never recuperates at any point throughout the rest of the night. Are you like just sending him packing? You're never going to see him again?
She's mad.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely have to make me come first.
Okay.
Or if like, okay, I might give you like another chance. We can wait, you know, wait 10 minutes.
Need a mulligan.
Huh?
You need a mulligan because if you think a girl's really hot and you're fucking her for the first time, you might just blow. You might not be able to handle it. Let me see this fool. Is it just me or is his dick shaped like an egg? It seems like it's like small at the bottom and at the top and then really fat in the middle.
Really
you got an egg dick.
It's like
she might be pinching it. No, but I think that like having sex or a dick appointment is just like, you know, playing horse.
Go
like
on.
Basketball, you know, where like you need a mulligan. You need to like let him try again. You can't nail it the first time every time. If you think the girl's really hot, you've been thinking about fucking her for a long time.
Oh, there'll be some nerves.
With you, they're sitting there watching you fucking do porn. They're getting all worked up. She comes over, you know.
Some guys will go real quick. I might go for too long because I'll be trying to impress.
See, that's the first time you fuck her, especially, you really don't want... Because girls will get real weird once like they feel like you're fucking them for so long because you can't come. Mm-hmm. Then they start hating on you like...
What the hell? You know, like, are you not just, even attracted to me?
A lot of girls don't want to get banged out for half hour.
No, you're ugly.
You say that?
No.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, 15, 20 minutes is good for me.
Yeah. The first time is a tough one, though, because I feel like in a lot of ways, like, you want to like make it like really intense and like immediate.
Drink it.
No,
it's good.
It's weird. It's a different like strategy, you know.
This is your pee. Is this her pee or your pee?
It's both of ours together.
All right, man.
I prefer the first time we have sex to be like in some alley and it lasts like 30 seconds because it's supposed to last 30 seconds because you're in public.
It was not
you know?
In an alley.
Damn, I've like barely ever had public.
Oh, it's the best. That's the best way
it
could possibly go. I think so. Yeah, I'd love having sex in public.
Like I think that like first time. You got to have a few drinks in you to get over like the nerves and whatnot, but not too many. So you're like go forever or don't go at all.
All I'm saying is that the magic fucking recipe to not come, if you think you're gonna come too fast, is putting drugs up your nose.
Yeah.
You know, like that's, at some point in every guy's life, he figures this out. Like, you do one bump and boom, you're fucking.
I've never done that. So.
No, you never did that. Yeah.
I like never want to have sex on blow.
Not a lot.
Is there coke in this?
Just a little bit.
Literally ever. Yeah, not if you've been doing blow like all night.
Oh, that's the most embarrassing thing in the world when you do too much coke and you get alone with her and you're like,
oh, this is really awkward. I feel like we're like in each other's soul right now. And
are you like
happen.
Directly
have, like,
quoting me right now?
I don't have like spit in my mouth, so it's this
cotton mouth game.
Yeah.
You gotta run and grab her a glass of water during.
And then that barely works.
The glass of water, like, run
she
into
opens
the.
Her mouth
you
and
got the condom
cold,
on. You're
cold
running.
Dick. You got the cold dick.
You got
wait,
condom.
Let me try your mouth.
You ever have to do
in
this?
Your mouth either.
Condom on, running across the house to get a cup of water. You ever done that?
Yeah. Bro.
Yeah.
Looking at all your neighbors,
that's
like,
a hot image.
Rubbing the head, trying to be like, gotta keep this thing hard. Squid style. I don't know why I don't like this, but this is like, you ever see a guy who jerks off like this?
Yeah.
The squid. Like, I don't know. I have a friend who does it in his sleep, and we call it the squid. He'll just,
no way.
Yeah, he'll have one hand like rubbing his butt, his butthole through the fucking underwear. I'm not going to tell you who it is because it's that embarrassing. He'll rub his butthole through the underwear on his butthole, and he'll have his other hand going like this, like real lightly to the fucking penis head.
Jesus, it's bro. Very jellyfish.
I don't mind if that's what you want to do to yourself, but I'm not going to sit there and do that to your head.
Yes.
It's like, what do you like?
Well, there's a whole
like
category
this
now.
My head.
It's called edging.
Edging? What the fuck is that?
Oh, bro.
It's where you're like about to come, but you don't get
yeah,
there.
Yeah, well, it's the girl's like, she's like giving the guy head and she just uses her tongue around like, the whole head and she just like keeps him there for like 40 minutes. And then finally, like, just like she hits it with her tongue like And he's like,
wait, 40 minutes?
I've never even heard of this.
That's a very long time.
40 minutes is so long.
Edging, bro.
Who's got a spare 40 minutes?
The girls who get paid to do it.
Wait, but also it's a fetish. You're saying it's a fetish.
I'm saying it's a category of pornog.
I feel like if you were like really turned on, she might barely even have to touch it to make you come. If you were like really that in the moment.
Right, but these guys aren't. So that's why it takes 40 minutes.
But this is their fetish.
No, this is a category of pornog.
Oh.
What do you not get about this?
I don't know. I completely forgot what you were talking
about. Pull your dick out right now.
Let's see it. Well, who the fuck is this? Somebody just texted me, what time you want me there, Meng? I'm going to have to say,
Meng?
Who's this?
Fucking like M-E-N-G? Is that how it's spelled?
Huh?
M-E-N-G.
He did write M-A-N-G.
Have you guys ever kissed each other?
M-A. I don't think so, but you're supposed to eat my ass at some point in life.
Do it on camera right now.
She was like, girl, I have to put my face in your ass at some point. I was like,
can
yeah.
you stand up, please?
I bit her ass. And
don't listen
made,
to Adam.
Like,
stand up for
bruise.
A second.
Did you see it?
That shit.
Is it still there?
I don't think so.
Oh, my goodness.
Damn. Hey, point it at the camera more. Damn, look at that.
Okay,
move the chair a little bit.
This is for Rope Gang.
Yeah, Rope Gang, we got
rope
you.
Gang,
this is for the Rope Gang.
Carly bit my ass so hard. I woke up in the morning because it hurt so bad. I was like, what the fuck happened to my ass? So I was twerking and someone was like...
You can't hear you right now. You gotta get on the mic if you want to talk.
Oh, so do you like go to the Diplo shows to twerk on stage?
I mean, I just like to twerk. I just can't not twerk. It's like involuntary almost. But I'm twerking and someone's trying to take a picture and she's like, I want to fucking be in this picture. So she bites my ass. That's her logical reaction mm-hmm. to getting in this photograph.
And it just looks biteable. Right.
I mean, obviously.
Right. Just bite an ass, yeah.
But she bites it so hard. I wake up in the morning the next day because my ass hurts so hard. And I'm like, Carly,
did you not sleep?
I didn't sleep. I slept like 1 hour. I was like, Carly, we have to tell people that you did this. She was like, I think I did do it. I was like,
no,
oh,
I did.
Shit.
I knew I did it. I remember doing
when
it.
When I saw it, I just assumed that some guy had, like just jammed his dick into your butt cheek so hard that it just left a big bruise.
It was
her in her mouth.
Damn.
It was hot.
She was hotter than all of them. That was me.
You guys are snapping over here. What else should we talk about?
Carly's tits.
No.
Those real or no?
Yeah, let's go. Let's talk about
them. They're real. They're hot.
They are real. Okay.
I love them. Real.
You ever think about getting them fake?
Can you do something for the Rope Gang?
Ooh. Well, like, we're going to do that for the vlog.
Do you know
look
Rope
at that.
Gang
yeah.
is?
Yeah.
Tell her Rope Gang.
What's our big, huh?
Yeah, what is Rope Gang?
Rope Gang is anybody who's ever came before.
Ever.
Ever.
No, Rope Gang is just the No Jumper fans, the crew.
Does it count if it's never been from another person?
You've never, really?
I've always...
Adam!
Yeah, you're not making me look that good
I'm
now,
sorry.
Are you?
Oh, my.
No, but you come, right?
But, like, I'm the only one to induce the sexual reaction of coming.
No, but you, like, physically, like, ejaculate, though, right?
Yeah, but, like, just from my own doing. Like, I've had sex toys since I was, like, 16, and so...
Does
like,
it gotta be inside or outside or both?
Is it the clitoris or the penetration?
More the clitoris.
Thank you.
More the clitoris. But even
so
my ex-girlfriend, like, even she, like, wasn't able to do it. Like
she wasn't able to scratch the DJ enough?
I don't know, like I just get in my head too much, you know. Like I just have
yeah,
to.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, you gotta light some candles, get out of your head.
I don't know.
Pop a puppy's hand.
I don't know. I don't know.
Her
you
dogs
guys really
aren't...
got puppy's hands.
Her dogs.
Okay,
puppies.
No,
sorry,
listen
not poppy.
To this. So I get home from work, and my friend's at my house, and he's like, no, he wasn't at my house. I went to go meet up with my friends, and he's like, hey, so how was Harley? My dog's name. How was Harley when you got home? Like he was super chill, you know, because mm-hmm. he's 6 months. He's psychotic, like biting me all the time,
okay.
just going crazy. And he's like, oh, and then he turns to his friend. He's like, hey, Will, Carly said that Harley was really chill. And he's like, yeah, I gave him puppy Xanax. I'm like, what? Can I, like, where did you get this? Is that
one.
Okay? Like, I didn't even know if it was okay to.
But just for fun? Like, just.
No, because he needs it.
Yeah, why'd somebody just text me a picture of Lil Debbie?
I don't know. But
oh,
Harley's
it's because.
Crazy.
Oh, the reason why is because somebody commented on the bottom of her Periscope, Adam22 is a Jewish lawyer? Question mark. What the fuck is that about? I don't know. I'm like, why is my friend just sending me a random ass picture of Lil Debbie? But that's why. Okay.
Well, maybe you are a Jewish lawyer. Are
you? No. To be a lawyer, you have to like go to school and stuff, and I've done almost nothing and that sort of thing. And also, to be Jewish, you'd have to either claim the faith or be born into it, and I'm definitely not doing that.
I've done almost nothing is a really good summary of your life.
I took intro to Hebrew. I'm more Jewish than all of you.
Intro to Hebrew.
How do you mean?
Go nothing on. Could be more useless on the face of the fucking planet than learning
Hebrew.
When
I was in college, I realized that all the boys I had crushes on ended up being Jewish, even though I had a girlfriend. I was like, fuck, I'm going to take Intro to Hebrew. And then I was the only non-Jew in the whole class.
Wait, what college?
UC Santa Cruz.
Why would you want to learn that? It's just putting useless shit in your brain.
I could meet Benz and fucking Jacobs and Benz. Shit, you know?
Steinmans and shit.
But wait, so because you know she dated a girl for 4 years exclusively in college.
I've never had a relationship except for this one chick named Kylie. Yeah.
So how fucked up is she on a scale of 1 to 10? Never had a boyfriend but dated a girl in college.
Who had the crazier childhood?
She was a fucking social justice warrior in college for 4 years. She still is probably
low-key.
Did
you guys have wild childhoods?
You're a social justice warrior?
Little chaos.
What's wild?
I mean, I believe in like
was there like
correctness and shit. I had a girlfriend for 4 years. She's like, I kissed her and it was her first time kissing a chick. And now she's a total lesbian. And I'm like, I like it all. It's all good.
Did you guys have like alcoholic parents, some like abuse in the house?
No, she's solid. Like her parents are great. My parents are fucking immigrants. I don't know. They're crazy. Maybe. I don't know.
So how are you like half lesbian and you hang out with her all the time and you're not like, oh, I want to see your vagina
tastes
like?
Carly are you and I are definitely going to get fucked up and make the fuck out. And I'm going to go down on her one of these days.
Sometimes it can get weird with friends sometimes.
But, like,
can I be there?
I could have a threesome with her and it would be chill. Like it's not going to be
Adam,
weird.
Give us a second, bro.
I don't have many threesomes off camera and I've never had like two guys. I want to have two guys.
But Carly.
But Adam. I definitely
for the culture.
You guys down? I'm kidding.
Are you down? Yeah.
Let me check my schedule.
Carly's hot. I'm at some point in life going to fuck somebody, and she's going to be there and involved. Because can you look at her? I mean,
would you film it for the culture?
Fuck yeah, I don't care. Like fuck everyone in the culture who
doesn't
like,
care.
Thinks it's a problem. Like
no, the culture likes it. That's why I'm saying
for the culture.
They're gonna like think I'm like. Less than respectable and whatever, because you know you were there for all my slut shaming the other day.
From academics, not from me.
No, you were.
This is a strong drink, by the way.
You realize I got to play like a character to a certain extent.
You are a character.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But I got to hype it up at certain points, right?
Gross.
But sometimes I'm like, which one's Adam 22 and which one's Adam Grant?
Same,
Mason?
Same.
Yeah.
Anyways, it's like Superman and
Adam
Clark
Mason
Kent.
And
you know?
Adam 22 sometimes mesh.
She's trashed. Robesman Slim Shady. That's all I'm saying.
What?
No, I don't know.
Robesman Slim Shady? What?
Who's your alter ego? Do you have to, like, do you...
Well, she's obviously got, like, a real name, right?
Do you disassociate at all, ever?
No, I mean, I only have a stage name because kind of just to protect
you
my name,
to.
Which everybody pretty much knows my name anyways.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's not like I'm two different
She's
people.
Like, oh, you're so cute. You call me. Blank.
Okay, but what if I like see you around for like the next 10 years? We're like casual friends, and I just keep calling you Carly. Is that weird?
No,
okay.
I don't think it would be weird unless you know something happened to me in my life that I'm like, I regret everything. I regret doing porn. You know, but that's
become
not
a social justice warrior. Start making YouTube videos.
She's
that could definitely happen.
It because
yeah.
It's 2016.
No. It's okay. You know, if you know me as Carly, you know me as Carly. If you
can
know
I,
me as
can I just bring
name.
Up something incredibly funny, in my opinion, is
yeah.
That when we were doing the interview with Riley Reed, Lil Housewife asked her, so do you do bestiality? And she was like, what? And he was like, no, I didn't mean on camera. I meant in your personal life. And I was just like...
That's
a question?
I love House Phone. He's wild,
I
man.
Love House Phone.
But what in his head made him think that it was
exactly.
Okay to ask somebody if they were into bestiality?
And then if it's okay, like, you know, I feel like on camera it would be more okay because it's like we're getting paid
yeah,
for
like,
it.
On
but
camera it's
not
illegal.
No, I mean,
it's illegal either way.
No,
but.
I know, but I'm just saying it would make more sense if he was saying like on camera
that's
because
what I'm
we're
saying.
Getting paid for it.
He
but
tried to make it better. Like you might just really like fucking talk.
You just made it 10 times worse.
And
just
what's funny is that like one kid commented it and just put the exact quote of the thing that he said and I forgot about it until that moment and I was just like, yes, why are you the only person who noticed how funny that was?
That is
just
pretty
like,
weird.
Yeah, I sucked a pig's dick.
$100,000,
bitch.
I love House Phone actually, but that's fucking weird.
This is
sorry,
hilarious. What's wrong
you.
With you, House Phone? Yeah.
He's crazy, man. But he's like popping off of it. He's like a beloved character now.
No, honestly,
yeah,
like
I
when
think
he's
so.
Not on the, I'm a fan of the podcast, which is really embarrassing because I'm fangirling over here. But like, when
it's
he's
okay
not
to fangirl,
the, right? Like, okay. I'm a fan of this like elevated conversation.
Shout out to Ghostface. Hell yeah, fuck fans. That made me feel like it was okay.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Ghostface
anyways.
Said that. He said, hell yeah, fuck fans. And I was just like, he's like 40, and he said that. I was like, that's what's up. Oh, my bad. I'm mansplaining, sorry.
She's blacked out.
She's blacked out off the fucking... Oh, she is drunk.
Yeah,
huh?
Dude, look at her.
I know, I'm like...
Oh,
know.
She's all red in the face.
Pee,
I just realized,
like,
yeah.
Dude, she's off the Zans. She's off the puppy Zans, off the fucking pee bottle. Because
I know Roseman didn't drink much of that
but
thing.
I actually told my friend that I was going to... be on a podcast, and he's like, you should get really drunk and just like say a whole bunch of shit. I'm like, Carly's no, fine. I'm not.
Is there anything you're holding back on?
No.
No, Carly brought the pro. She brought the proness.
That's just who she is. Anyways.
Yeah, what were you saying?
I forgot.
This is Lena's podcast now, apparently.
Yeah, she's lit up. It's so sick.
That's listen, let me tell you something, mister.
Wait, you said no that was tequila?
It was, but now it's in my belly.
That's a lot of fucking tequila, though. That's a lot for a relatively small
human.
You can
take advantage of her when you get home if you want.
I'm not that small.
How much do you weigh?
I weigh like 20 pounds less than you.
I weigh 220-something pounds. Yeah, I'm guessing you don't weigh 200
fuck,
pounds.
Bro.
Absolutely not. I haven't weighed myself in a year. I have no idea, but I know it's not that.
Well, it's probably closer to like what, like 130 or something?
I wish. I hope so.
What are you taking pictures of right now?
She's taking pictures of me like, I hate this guy. Put it on Snapchat. Fuck this guy,
but I hate him.
I just,
yeah, that's basically it. Yeah.
Everybody on the internet thinks I'm a gold digger anyway, so.
The B filter on Snapchat is the most lit filter they've invented.
The B filter?
Is there anything you want to ask Lena now that she's annihilated drunk?
I don't think so. I mean, she pretty much tells me everything already.
Yeah, we have a really open relationship. Adam, we should ask you stuff since you're fucked up.
Yeah, no, I'm not fucked up. I had a Red Bull. I haven't even had any alcohol yet. But oh, wow, look at her. She looks good with the B, yeah.
Adam.
What's up? No.
Oh, the B, like the actual... God, I'm retarded.
Everybody just saw how drunk
Lena
is that she just knocked over a water bottle.
She's trash,
bro. I don't want your pee. Get your pee away from me.
You guys, everyone watching this right now, I need you to know something. This girl is trash, and she's threatening me right now, and I feel unsafe.
I need a safe space.
I'm a threatening.
The safe space is the front part.
Don't think that I'm threatening. It's a threatening. There's a vowel in front of it.
I need a safe space immediately.
Yeah. The front. No, or the bathroom.
Absolutely.
Yeah, upstairs.
But what are we all even talking about right now?
Safe spaces.
We're doing the Snapchat pee filter.
Adam's more lit than anyone. He's drinking the pee juice.
Apologies to anybody listening on SoundCloud.
0% alcohol. On my end, I just want
to
say that.
I listen on SoundCloud. I mean, you don't have to apologize to me. It's all good. I'm a creep. I fucking
people who listen on SoundCloud are sus because they're freeloaders because they're not watching the YouTube ads.
I listen to the YouTube, but it's like, I don't want to see your face.
And I just gave you a t-shirt for free. What's up with that? Yeah,
Lena's got her big break, her big chance to blow up in a podcast.
Okay, Adam and I almost have the same amount of followers.
Would you take your shirt off on camera?
I don't like my boobs.
I have way more followers than you.
That was kind of cute.
I have like 81. You have like 77. We're both talking about Instagram.
We're like competing right now.
Wait a second.
Wow, I wasn't aware until now.
She's at 77K?
Academics asked us who has more followers, and I was like, I think Adam's barely beating me. And like,
what do you have on Instagram?
77 point something.
What'd she say? How much?
250K?
Oh, that's pretty good.
Like,
yeah.
Bro, I'm trying to get to 3K.
There you go. Creepy as fuck. But
Instagram's
anyways,
tough.
I'm going to post my no jumper shirt, and you're going to blow up. Just watch.
Nice.
Oh.
Yeah, right. They don't give a fuck.
You're going to have to hold it down for her.
Honestly,
because she's
I got called a
you.
Gold digger today. So
you're claimed for life, though. I hope you know that you're never going to beat this. You post one selfie
know,
and a jumper
I'm
shirt,
like,
it's over.
I'm
yeah.
never, like, even, like, if Adam and I never go anywhere, like, I cannot date ever again. Every dude in my mm-hmm. future is going right. to be like,
Adam.
You fucked Adam.
I think she
no
wants
jumper.
To date you, Adam,
Adam.
Is what
oh,
she's
yeah,
trying
I know,
to
yeah.
say.
Adam, I'm in her DMs
really
right now.
It's a shame that 22 can't date nobody.
Listen, this guy's like, a very attractive, sought-after person with a booty that would make Kardashian jealous. Laffy, cry face.
Laffy,
especially since I'm
face.
Assuming yours is real.
Shut
she
up.
Goes,
that's her hitting.
She goes, LOL, I don't think I can make a Kardashian jealous, but I appreciate the compliments. And the guy goes, well.
Nice.
You respond to these dudes? Oh, my God.
Since they paid for their booties and you're blessed with yours, I would say they already are jealous of you. I'm going to reply, come over and give me that grapefruit emoji.
What do I
come
say over and give me that grapefruit?
Right.
Why don't
now.
You just not respond?
Because I'm nice.
I want
I honestly try to respond to everybody on Instagram
grapefruit.
And Snapchat because I know that engagement is really important. I can't just be a jerk and be like,
what
oh.
do you do? You sell drugs?
It's
no.
so easy.
Sometimes when they're like too foreign, it's like you don't even know what I'm going to say back. And you're just going to be
yeah,
like, give me
yeah.
your phone number or something.
I respond when it's, I don't want to look at her DMs. Get out of here. She's probably already looked through my DMs.
The other day.
I hit this guy back.
I want that eggplant.
I want that eggplant. The purple pickle.
Wait a second.
Quavo called it the purple pickle.
I'm just going to hide over here.
Oh, now she's got a veil on. Now we're talking. That's right. You want to date me? You got to rock a veil, a burqa, a fucking chastity.
Lena,
belt.
How do you do on Uber Eats?
Oh, shout out to Uber Eats. My code is on the screen right now. Please use it and you'll get free free
Adam's
food.
Code. Use my code. It's in my Instagram bio, L-E-N.
She's so drunk. Look at her eyes.
Boya.
Well, let's just talk to Carla. Let's try to echo Lena's in here.
Yeah, fuck that.
Carly, I think, is getting ignored. Yeah.
Yeah.
I only hang out with girls that get like really drunk in like inappropriate situations, though.
Carly, let's talk about what? You're 22. You're popping. You have a big gram following. You got a career going. You're moving to a nice new spot tomorrow.
Yeah.
Your puppy's all fucking barred out.
I'm a horse of woods. Yeah, puppy barred out. That's
you got
flex.
A rotation going. You're happy with your life.
Yeah, for the most part.
I love that.
You've got a rotation going. That would be the best way of describing that I could imagine.
Do you think about the future, or do you just like roll with whatever's going on?
I just roll with whatever.
Do you think about Pokemon or no?
No, guys, I have not downloaded Pokemon.
But would you do a random hookup with a 30-year-old 6'1" white guy who's pretty high up in the Pokemon world? Not me.
Yeah.
It's not
random. We're gonna go and chill and become friends, bro.
This is the problem is that I think I can only hang out with girls who like Pokemon now because it's like if you don't have that in common with me, then what do you think about the 8 hours a day that I have my fucking phone open?
Yeah,
and
if I found like
shit.
A Charizard or some shit.
Yeah, like and you're not going to share excited? That joy with me? Yeah, yeah. Like what is with you?
So you know if you're going to like hit up or if a girl's hitting you up on Twitter, you just have to start saying like, do you have Pokemon?
Right away. Yeah.
It just has to be that.
Are
you
a trainer? Just say, are you a trainer?
And the girls that hit up Adam are all like 14, 15, so obviously
so of course
they're into
will
it.
Be.
No way.
Yeah. No, but
do
I
you
live
fuck
in
younger girls like that?
Not that oh, yeah,
no.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, but everybody's been shitting on me because I like was trying to hook up with this like 18-year-old in the DMs, and then her boyfriend wilded it out on me, and he was like, he messaged me on her Instagram.
That's
like,
the best,
I'm
though,
17.
When you get someone to cheat on.
No, I agree. Yeah, that'd be fire. Yeah. Yeah, and I was trying to tell him, I was like, yo, let me in house phone fuck for the culture. Were you mad you weren't included in that?
No, I'm fine. I was going to tell you that's the most brilliant thing that he did because this girl that I know, this guy, this like skater bro, like fucked her. And then like put her
love
on his
skaters.
Well,
guys,
well he put her on
you're
his
a skater. DM me.
He put her on his Vine.
If you have a Thrasher hoodie, she's down.
Well.
And he was like just like bang this hoe or something like that, and put her on his Vine, and she's all mad, and like she was like, can you go hate comment on this guy's Vine? And I was like, no, I'm not gonna do that because that's stupid. But what you should do is be like, you like tell him you're 17.
Right.
Just start like fucking with him like that.
Damn,
like,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, because guys get real scared as soon as that happens. Yeah.
Because you get put on a list for the rest of your life.
When that girl DM'd me and I thought it was her, but it was actually her boyfriend and she was like, yeah, I'm 17. I was like, oh my God. I didn't even do anything with her and I was still just like mortified. Because that's I just don't want to break the law, you know? It's like, I have so much respect for the law.
But if she
I
was
love the law.
17 and it was legal.
Oh, yeah, then that'd be tight. Two they need to change those laws. Yeah. No, I think I'm sticking with 18 just so I'm legal in every state in the United States.
What do you think about this whole Black Lives Matter thing?
She specifically said, please don't ask me about politics. So shut up, guys.
I did. I was like, can they not talk to me about politics?
Not ask me about politics.
So you're more of an All Lives Matter kind
of. Academics asked me, what do you think of the Black Lives Matter movement? And I was like, well, I think it's like really, you know, important that like activist groups,
like,
you
does
know,
my
create
opinion
a cultural
really matter?
Conversation. Like I turned into like Mark Zuckerberg
matter?
All of a sudden. Like I was just so like formatted. Like
I believe in such as.
Because I don't know what the fuck to say. Remember when Charlamagne asked Post Malone and he was just like, I don't know.
We can't all be so woke.
Yeah, but we're pretty woke.
No,
you might be.
I'm woke AF.
The only thing that everyone's like who's like pushing back on it, they like are just mad because they named it wrong.
She wants
to
pee
back. I don't think you need any more pee, so we're gonna keep it all over here.
Wow, look at Carly throttling you.
She's regulating.
And she just touched my arm really lightly. I don't know what that was. Roseman, I might have something to tell you.
Threesome,
that's what I'm saying for the culture.
You touch Adam one more time, I swear to God.
Carly, are you down after this?
Would you get?
All right, this is it.
Let's do it.
Oh my God.
I'm not just kidding.
I think my laptop was hiding it.
We should get on this together.
No, that's what I'm saying. Me, Roseman, and you guys. Let's all hang out. Like, let's have a fucking foursome for the culture, like tomorrow or something.
No, not tomorrow after this podcast.
No, but I have
got another
podcast at 10:20.
Babe. We got to work, babe. Jesus Christ, babe.
Len is
so just because you're lit doesn't mean we're lit.
I'm not lit. I don't know how I would have a group sex experience with Roseman. I don't really know what it would be like. Like, I don't know if I want the Grinch there. So, Grinchy 69.
Okay. Dude, open your mind, bro. You're so close-minded.
No, I would so do it. I'm just saying I don't know if it would be. Like, I feel like me and house phone and a threesome would just fill in the blanks, like, really
easy.
Wait,
have you guys had threesomes with your guy friends?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never had one, like, outside of...
Wait, Carly.
I've never had one in porn either.
Outside of porn?
I've never had one
talk
outside.
Carly
two guys.
And I are going
to
make this happen.
Two guys
because
and me.
I think she's hot. I think she thinks I'm hot.
Why are you so uptight?
Me?
She's not uptight at all.
I'm like, wait, what?
You haven't done that much shit in porn yet, don't you feel like?
No,
you haven't
I
gone
haven't.
Crazy yet.
Mm-mm.
She's done missionary. Making out.
Missionary making out. Spoon.
Making out.
Second base.
Making out.
OTPHJ?
What?
OTPHJ. Over the pants hand job.
Oh. Just like in a porn?
Just like a rubbing.
I'm like, what? I'm a noob, clearly.
All right, so should we wrap this up? We just hit the hour mark, boys.
Boys.
Are you guys down to pose on this table for the vlog thumbnail in front of the November sign?
Yeah, how do we do that?
We're going to wrap this up, and then we're just going to see what happens.
Yeah, let's do it. Full photo shoot.
Thank you very much to everybody who watched this. Carly, I'm sorry that we didn't really talk about your career or anything that much. We must have just talked about drinking pee and, you know, three
songs. Follow her. It's all good, guys.
It's all good.
Leave a comment below if you think that Roseman should probably rope inside her and create a child that we can take care of in the store.
In the store. For the culture.
For the culture.
Maybe not in the store.
Squad.